Some of you may have been at the 8:30 Mass yesterday morning where Monsignor Richter had a chance to reintroduce Deacon Doug Krebs, and we're blessed to have Deacon Doug and several other seminarians with us during the course of the next couple of weeks. And Deacon Doug, of course, will be ordained a priest this coming May. And so we clapped from yesterday, so we don't need to clap from this morning. One clap per week is probably enough. Don't want his head to get big. But it's a blessing to have all these seminarians and future priests in our midst here at the cathedral. You may have thought that since Deacon Doug is a brand new deacon that he read the wrong gospel this morning, because this was the gospel we had yesterday at Mass for the fourth Sunday of Advent. But it's also the gospel for December 21st during Advent, so it's actually the right one. And so since you probably heard a wonderful homily yesterday on the visitation, I'm going to skip back and go to the first reading from Zephaniah, the prophet from the Old Testament. Now, many of us, when we think of a prophet, we think of maybe Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, one of the main prophets. Zephaniah, believe it or not, whether you recognize this or not, it's true. He was a prophet of judgment and destruction and doom. You would never guess, because you hear all this joyful talk when he says, "Shout for joy, O daughter Zion, sing joyfully." He will sing joyfully because of you. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. A very positive reading we have this morning. But actually, Zephaniah preached, he prophesied at a very tense time in the history of Israel. It was between the main two exiles, between the Assyrian exile and between the Babylonian exile. That's when Zephaniah preached. Kind of like preaching maybe between World War I and World War II. Now, what can we gain from this first reading? That they did not listen to him. That he was trying to remind them of what had happened when the Assyrians came in and threw them out of Jerusalem and ransacked the whole place. And he was trying to remind the people of Israel, don't let it happen again. And then guess what? It happened again, because they did not listen, because their hearts were filled with pride. Now, when we think of pride, we usually think of arrogance, big-headedness, all those things. That's not pride. True and authentic pride is self-sufficiency. When we think we can save ourselves. When the people of Israel said, "God, I do not need you, let us just save ourselves," but that's not possible. This week of Christmas is a time where we make room for Christ because we know we need him, because we know that we cannot save ourselves. And until we admit that, until we're able to say, "God, I really, really need you," then this week makes no sense. Let's make room for him by simply admitting that we need him.